And now to your comments.
On Friday, I talked to our sports commentator, Stephen Fatsis, about the final game at Yankee Stadium, which was yesterday. I pointed out that the New York Mets are also leaving their home stadium, Shea Stadium. And Stephen, an admitted Yankee fan, replied, quote, "They sure are, but no one's going to miss Shea Stadium."
Well, that was asking for it. And not surprisingly, we heard from many of you who will miss Shea. This is from Richard Angeloni, who now lives in Antioch, California. He writes, "Well, I guess I am nobody, because as a longtime New York Mets fan who has many happy memories of Shea Stadium, I will miss Shea. While perhaps the stadium in Queens doesn't have the same mystique as Yankee Stadium, Shea was home to many historic events over the years, including pitcher Jim Bunning's perfect game in 1964, the Mets' magical run to a World Series title in 1969, the Beatles' arrival in 1965, and Mike Piazza's historic game-winning home run to beat the Braves in the first game after 9/11, to name just a few."
Many of you also wrote to tell us how much you enjoyed Noah Adams' story about the Finnish men's shouting choir. Mary Beth Frieson of Brainerd, New York writes, "I found this piece a welcome relief from the endless political campaign coverage. It was both enjoyable and mind-expanding. Thank you so much for a bit of contemporary culture. I spent a lunch hour with my co-workers researching the choir and its music and history. We wish we could have been there."
We welcome your comments. Send them to us, please, at our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page. And please include where you're from and how you pronounce your name.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.